Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. From Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 16, chapters entitled King Chitraketu Meets the Lord. Please repeat after me. Shri Shuka Vacha, Bhaktayaitam Prapanaya, Bhaktayaitam Prapanaya, Vidyam Adishanaradaha, Yayav Angirasa Saka. Yama Swayam Bhuvam Prabhu. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sri Shukadev Goswami continued, Narada, having become the spiritual master of Chitraketu, instructed him fully in this prayer because Chitraketu was fully surrendered. O King Parikshit, Narad then left with the great sage Angira for the topmost planet known as Brahmaloka. Purport. When Angira had first come to visit King Chitraketu, he did not bring Narada with him. However, after the death of Chitraketu's son, Angira, brought Narada to instruct King Chitraketu about Bhakti Yoga. The difference was that in the beginning, Chitraketu was not in a temperament of renunciation, but after the death of his son, when he was overwhelmed by his great plight, he was awakened to the platform of renunciation by instructions regarding the falsity of this material world and material possessions. It is only at this stage that Bhakti Yoga can be understood and instructed. As long as one is attached to material enjoyment, Bhakti Yoga cannot be understood. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 2:44. Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam tayapa pritachetasam yavasayatmika buddhi samadona vidyate. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination of devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. As long as one is very much attached to material enjoyment, one cannot concentrate his mind on the subject matter of devotional service. The Krishna consciousness movement is progressing successfully in the Western countries at the present moment because the youth in the West have reached the stage of vairagya, or renunciation. They are practically disgusted with material pleasure from material sources, and this has resulted in a population of hippies throughout the Western countries. Now, if these young people are instructed about bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness, the instructions will certainly be effective. As soon as Chitraketu understood the philosophy of Vairagya Vidaya, the knowledge of renunciation, he could understand the process of Bhakti Yoga. In this regard, Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has said, Vairagya Vidha Nija Bhakti Yoga. Vairagya Vidha and Bhakti Yoga are parallel lines. One is essential for understanding the other. It is also said, Bhaktihi Paraneshan Bhavo Viratir Anyatra Cha Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, 2:42. Advancement in devotional service or Krishna consciousness is characterized by increasing renunciation of material enjoyment. Narada Muni is the father of devotional service, and therefore, just to bestow causeless mercy upon King Chitraketu, Angira brought Narada Muni to instruct the king. These instructions were extremely effective. Anyone who follows in the footsteps of Narada Muni is certainly a pure devotee.
Hey, challenge! No, you should be a member of this Brahma, Rudra, Sri, Kumar Sampradaya. Which Sampradaya are you? And they say, we're from Madhva Sampradaya, we are a branch, and our branch is established by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So we don't need any sanction or need to verify our validity. We're valid because our branch is from Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, God himself. But the Ramanandis, they did not accept this explanation. They continue to challenge. And they challenged, furthermore, that why are you worshiping Radha and Krishna together? That Radharani and Krishna are not married. Lakshmi Narayan, they're married. Sita Ram, they're married. So therefore, it's appropriate to worship them together. So how are you dare to worship Radha and Krishna together? They were challenging like this. So, and they also challenged that why are you worshiping Govinda first and not Narayan first? One should always worship Narayan first. This is the teachings of Madhvacharya. So on these three points, you all are bogus. You should give up your worship. You should put us in charge. Give your deities to us. We'll worship them properly. Like this, they were challenging the Mahans of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So the king, he's a great devotee, Jai Singh. He wrote one literature, Brahma Bodhi. He's advocating, please, all you Vaishnavas, be unified. Worship together in peace and harmony. But the Ramanandis, they were not going to hear about this. They wanted authenticity. They were challenging. They wanted full power. So like this, the king, he had no choice because the Gaudiyas, they had not established their Siddhanta authoritatively. So he was forced to separate Radha and Krishna. And he put Srimati Radharani in another room and worshipped her separately, secretly. So the king, he sent a message to Vrindavan that someone from Vrindavan must come and substantiate the claims of the Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Otherwise, I will be forced to give full control of the puja to the Ramanandis. At that time, there was a very great devotee in Vrindavan at that time. His name was Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was born in 1646 in Saidabad, Bengal. And he was the leader of the Gaudiyas. But now he was very old. He was more than 60 years old. And he could not travel to Galta in order to engage in debate with these Ramanandis. So at that time, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he had come to Vrindavan. He had studied first in Puri. After Mysore, he went to Puri and met Sri Radha Damodar Goswami. And with Radha Damodar Goswami, he studied Jiva Goswami's works, the Bhagavat Sandarbha. And after hearing from Radha Damodara Goswami, he was traveled to Navadvip. And in Navadvip, they told him, there's very great devotees in Vrindavan. There's Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Go there, study Bhagavatam with him. So immediately, he was so enthused, so excited, he went to Vrindavan and he met Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur began to instruct him in Bhagavatam and also introduced him to another Vaishnava, Sri Pitambar Das, where he studied the Rasa Shastras with him. And after studying Bhagavatam and Rasa Shastras, he culminated his studies with the study of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the life of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, hearing this challenge, he called Baladev Vidyabhushan and said, please, please go now to Gautam. The very honor of our Sampradaya is at risk. We must defeat these Ramanandis. And they spoke about the strategy. Their main contention was that they follow these four Sampradayas. They said, you're not part of these four Sampradayas, so you're not bona fide. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that, of course, in the Padma Purana, and verses there we recited earlier, Sri Brahma Rudra Sanaka, Vaisrava Kshiti Pavanaha, Chatvaras Te Kalo Bhavya, Yudkale Guru Shetama. So the meaning is that these four Sampradayas, Brahma, Rudra, Sri, Kumar, they purify the earth. So where is there room for a fifth Sampradaya with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So that is explained by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that he, Utkale Purushottama, that this Utkale Purushottama refers to Purushottam Kshetra, Sri Jagannath Puri. And in Sri Jagannath Puri, that is where the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, resided. So this also included in these four sampradayas is a sampradaya of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the personality of Godhead who Hiyutkale Purushottama, who resides in Jagannath Puri. So Baladev, he traveled all the way to Gaulta. He was a young man, nobody knew him. He even had difficulty getting audience with the king. Finally, he entered into the king's palace. And there, surrounding the king, were all these Ramanandi pundits. And they demanded, let us speak to him directly. Let us challenge him. And King Jai Singh, he was a great devotee of Krishna. He said, Krishna wants to defend himself. Krishna will defend himself to this person. So King Jai Singh agreed. And then the Ramanandis began to challenge Srila Baladev. They said, you are not from our proper Sampradaya. But Baladev replied that I am initiated in Madhva Sampradaya. I was initiated by some Tirthas in Mysore. And also, I have taken Shiksha from so many Gaudiya gurus like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So the Ramanandi said, all right, so you were initiated by the Tirthas in Mysore and Madhvacharya Sampradaya, but the other Gaudiya Vaishnavas are not. So how do you explain that? So then, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he took out a book, he took out the Gaura Ganadesh Dipika by Kavi Kanapur, and he said, this book establishes our lineage as coming from Srila Madhvacharya. And the Ramanandis, they examined Gaura Ganadesh Dipika and they had to concur that yes, the lineage was established. Then the Ramanandis, they demanded, if you are bona fide Sampradaya, show us your commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Because every Sampradaya that is considered bona fide has to have their own commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Now, Lord Chaitanya and Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we accept the commentary of Veda Vyas, Srila Vyasate, who's given us Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the natural commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Nigamam Kaupatalorvalitam Phalam Shikumupadamitavam Sankam Nigatapalvatam Vasamalayam That this Srimad Bhagavatam is the ripened fruit of the Vedic literature, and it's a natural commentary given by Srila Vyasadeva, the author. So what is the need for any other commentary? Gaudiya Vaishnavas are eager to accept the words of Srila Vyasadeva himself in Srimad Bhagavatam. For Gaudiya Vaishnavas, there's no need of any other commentary. But the Ramanandis, they did not accept this. Bring us your, show us a commentary. You have your no commentary? You are bogus. Get out of here. We will not accept this. And they appealed to the king to chastise this Baladevi Devushan. Then Baladevi said, I will show you a commentary. But I need some time. I need a few days to write this commentary. And the Ramanandis were amazed. They were flabbergasted. They were completely shocked. What, this boy will write commentary? Impossible. But still there was a danger. If he were to write the commentary, there might be some danger that they would lose their position. But Jai Singh, the king, he immediately said, yes, you have the opportunity. Write the commentary. So, that night, Baladevi Devushan had a dream. He dreamed of Govindaji. Govindaji ordered him, come to the temple and sit in front of me and write the commentary. So Baladevi, he woke up, he rose, he went to the temple of Govindaji, he began writing. He was writing and writing and writing. Some historians say it took 1 month. Some historians say just a few days. And after some time, the commentary was completed. He came to the court of King Jai Singh with the commentary. And he gave the commentary to the Ramanandis. And they said, what is this? He says, this is called Govinda Vasya. That which has been inspired by Govindaji. Shri Govinda Vasya ki. Yeah. And in Govinda Vasya, Baladevi Devushan, he establishes that Radha and Krishna should be worshipped together. Because Radha is the eternal energy of Krishna. And Krishna and his energies are never separated. Whether in Swakiya Ras or Parakiya Ras, in married relationship or in unmarried relationship, they have the eternal relationship. So because of this eternal relationship between Radha and Krishna, Radha and Krishna should never be worshipped separately. So he established this point. And he also established that Narayan, he can be worshipped in any of his forms, including Krishna, including Govinda. There is no shastra that says that Narayan cannot be worshipped as Govinda. Therefore, worship is offered to Krishna first, or Govinda first, there is no fault. The Ramanandis, they could not refute any of these points brought by Shri Baladeva Devushan. The Ramanandis surrendered to Baladeva and began to chant, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare.
So then King Jai Singh, he delivered an ultimatum. He said that the evidence supporting the Gaudiya lineage is unassailable. Hereafter, the Gaudiyas will be recognized and respected as an authorized religious sect. I order the reunion of Radha and Govinda. So in this way, Baladevi Devushan, he established the supremacy of the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. And there in Galta, a beautiful temple was constructed in honor of this event. And the deity was named Vijay Gopal ki jai. In honor of Baladev Devi Bhushan's child. So yesterday was his disappearance day. Today, as many of us very well know, is the very auspicious Ekadashi, Pandavanirja Ekadashi. It is the day of Lord Hari, in which we endeavor to do more hearing and more chanting about the Lord. In order to facilitate our increased hearing and chanting, it is beneficial to reduce the bodily demands, like eating and sleeping and drinking. So, Prabhupada, I was reading this morning how Prabhupada encourages Nirjal Ekadashi in one of his lectures, even on normal Ekadashis, for the speak of Nirjal Ekadashi. He says, the actual prescription is fasting. Nirjal Ekadashi. Nirjal means there are many devotees who do not take even water. Water, according to Shastra, is taking food. So you know that pastime about the king, he broke his fast with the water, he got into trouble with the Vasamuni. Right. So, we can take it both ways. So sometimes drinking of water is excused as upavasya also. There are many devotees, Prabhupada says, who do not take even a drop of water on Ekadashi. Whole day and night they fast and observe Ekadashi Vrat. And the night is called Hari Varsa. Hari Varsa means the whole night they would chant, Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Prabhupada says, this is called Vrata. Vridha Vrata, a determined vow. So why this Ekadashi is special, that many devotees may fast from even water on this particular Ekadashi? So one day, Bhima, he met Srila Vyasadeva, and Bhima said to Vyasadeva that, is it possible to return to the spiritual world without observing all the rules and regulations of Ekadashi? My whole family, they're observing Ekadashi. My Pandava brothers, Sahadeva, Nakul, Yudhisthira, Arjun, my Kunti is fasting, and even Draupadi is fasting, but I don't have the capacity to fast. There's a burning fire of digestion in my stomach. I'm so hungry. I cannot bear to fast. So what is my fate? What will happen to me? So Srila Vyasadeva replied that one who fasts on Ekadashi is saved from going to the hellish planets. Hearing this, Bhima, he began to shake like a leaf in the wind. You see this gusting rainstorms, which all the leaves in the garden are shaking. Bhima began to shake. He was in so much fear. Then Bhima, he was afraid. He said, what should I do? So then Vyasadeva replied, he said, without drinking even water, you should fast on the Ekadashi that occurs during the light fortnight in the month of Jaistra. That is where the sun is traveling through Gemini and Taurus. And according to learned personalities on this day, one may bathe and one may take achman for purification. But the amount of achman one should take is the amount of a little drop of gold, or the amount of water that one can submerge a mustard seed inside. Only this amount of water should be taken. If more water than this is taken, it is considered that one is not drinking water, but one is drinking wine. Now, if one fasts and observes this fast in the light fortnight month of Jaitra, he will achieve the result. observing all 24 Ekadashi fasts throughout the entire year. And one becomes free from sins, and one will reach the eternal abode. So this is why we have this Pandava Nirja Ekadashi, in order to facilitate our Paramgati, our supreme destination. And we should utilize this time fully absorbed in chanting and hearing. We see from the example of Parikshit Maharaj that he, for 7 days and seven nights, he didn't eat one bite of food, he didn't drink one drop of water, but he was not experiencing any thirst because he was fully absorbed in hearing the nectar of the narration of Srimad Bhagavatam from Srila Shukadeva Goswami. So, if we spend our day today fully absorbed in hearing and chanting, then we can also avoid the pangs and the sufferings of Trishna, of thirst. Matasthaya Shastu Kanteya Shosha Shukadipada Adama Payano Nichas Dhamas Patiksas Prahara. Well, Krishna is explaining in Gita that the appearance of happiness and distress are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception or the syan of the heart, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. So today, on Pandava Nirja Ekadashi, this will be a lesson, an experience for many of us in Tikshastra, in tolerance, and also in becoming absorbed in hearing the pastimes of the Lord and chanting His holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
So I'd like to thank all of you for tolerating me this morning. Thank you for your kind attention. I'm very grateful to you. Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments?